Right. Praise God. We can have our seats. Happy New Year, everyone. It's going to be an amazing year for all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. All right, let's pray. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bring your word to your people this afternoon. We pray, Lord, that we will not be hearers alone, but doers of your word in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that your word will go into the good soil of their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, use me as your vessel, and I say more of you and less of me, even as I speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name of prayer. Praise God. Who screamed that? They said it's a special visitor, Sha, so okay. Let's be looking good. Praise God. Good afternoon once again. I'm grateful to Pastor Kenny. I'm using eye to look for him. Okay, maybe step out. I'm grateful to Pastor Kenny and Pastor Iwande for the opportunity to bring the word of God to us this afternoon. I do not take it for granted. Praise God. All right. So I'm going to be, they say we should charge, Abby. Yeah. We know how charging works now. When your battery is low, you do what? You plug it. When it charges, then the power boosts. Praise God. So my topic is funny, but not funny like that. How many of us know the theme of this year as agreed by all Nigerians? Do we know? Let me hear it now. It's not loud. Is this how you don't agree? Thank you. Can we all say it together? No agree for anybody. So that's where we are picking the thoughts from. Praise God. So in normal English, I'll be speaking to us on the title, Go for the Jugular. How many of us have heard that word before? Jugular. How many of us know what it is? Okay. Please, media, help us put up a dictionary meaning of jugular. So nobody has heard of jugular before. Joshua, do you know what it means? Okay, you just heard. All right. So we've all learned a new word today. Can we say it together? Can we say it together? Jugular. Go for the jugular. Okay. Media, do we have you ready? Okay. Oh, who has it? Person should read it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. Of the neck or throat. So, yeah. This is your jugular vein, right? And so if you watch Nigel Wild a lot, how many of us watch Nigel Wild? Okay. If you watch Nigel Wild a lot, you notice that for most carnivorous animals or predators, when they want to kill their prey, they don't just bite randomly. They ensure that they go for the jugular because they know that once they cut off that blood supply, then the animal is literally like as good as dead, right? So go for the jugular. So jugular, that's the dictionary description. But the term go for the jugular means taking things aggressively, right? Taking things aggressively or going at things aggressively. So if I say go for the jugular, it means go for something aggressively, which is why we started with the pidgin version, which is what? No grief for anybody. Good. Praise God. All right. Let's open to Joshua chapter 1. So we've all learned a new word today. Kanga, is it to brag in school? I learned the new word juggler. Duh. Do you know what it means? I do. All right. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Can we all read this part together? Be strong and of good courage. For to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their father to give them. Verse 7. Let's keep reading together. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Praise God. Praise God. Let's read from verse 5 to 9 in Message. From verse 5 to 9 in Message. We're all reading together, please. All right, one to go. No, oh, this is not Message. All right, let's go. Want to go. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I will be with you. I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Strength, courage. You are going to lead these people to inherit the land that I promised to give their ancestors. 7. Give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you. Every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you are going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you will get where you are going. Then you will succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. So two things have been jumping out, even as we've been reading. Like two words has been what? Strength, courage. Can we say it together? Strength, courage. Yeah, excuse me, sorry. So that's the word that the Lord is bringing to us this morning. As we go about this year, as we are going into this year, we are going with what? With strength and with courage. We are not cowering in fear, thinking, will the Lord do it? Will the Lord not do it? No, he has done it. Past participle has already been done. So what we are doing is we are walking in the victory of what has been done. Praise God. He said, have I not commanded you? You know, Yorubas say, Oromonishe fayati. I want to break it into English, but like, let me just say the literal meaning. Someone that sends you and backs you up. So he's not just sending you without nothing. He's sending you with enough backup. So with everything you are doing this year, the word is to go for the jugular. Don't do it half-heartedly. Praise God. And he's saying to you, strength, courage. Strength, courage. Strength, courage. Praise God. Praise God. And we are going to be discussing this in two parts. One, our spiritual lives, and then when it comes to like our personal development. Hold Jesus by the jugular. Tell someone beside you. No, you are not saying it like you mean it. Hold the vein like this and say it. Hold Jesus by the jugular. Yes. Yes. Hold Jesus by the jugular. Do you know why you have to hold him by the jugular? Because there are winds of doctrines, different type of doctrines, blowing up and down. The temptations of life, the tempest of life is enough. So if you are not holding him by the jugular, it's easy to what? To get blown away. So even if in your relationship with Jesus, don't do it half-heartedly. Don't do it half-heartedly. Give it your all. It might not be, I'm not really talking about church right now, but like your personal relationship with God. That's your secret place. That's where you draw strength from. Garbage in, garbage out, right? The Bible says that if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. Is it when the devil comes, you're not going, where's my Bible? If I don't wipe your condo before you even start. Yes. So you have to start gathering the energy. It's what you have in your secret place. That's what comes out when troubles and trials come. If I press a tube of toothpaste, what will come out? Is it ketchup? What will come out? It's toothpaste. Why? It's toothpaste that is inside. So when there are troubles, trials, temptation, and they press you, it's what's inside that will come outside. Which is why it's important that you build a personal relationship with God. God wants you to know him for yourself. Know God for yourself. Praise God. That's why the temple of the curtain was torn into two when he died. To give us access, direct access. We no longer have to go through priests, you know, holies of holies, you know, all those things. But to give us direct access. But we do have to take advantage of it. And we can't just do it half-heartedly. So hold Jesus by the jugular. Praise God. Acts 17, verse 28. NKJV, please. Can we read together? For in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Again, for in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Praise God. It says, for in him we live, like in him you exist, like in him you breathe. Praise God. So there's a joke that I know when lovers are saying, oh, I can't live without you. Oxygen is looking at you like, okay. Jesus is looking at you like, me that I died for you. Wow. Okay. But that's by the way, right? But the point is, for in him we live and move and have our being, our very core, the very source of life that we have. So the holding on to Jesus, holding Jesus by jugular, is not for him. It's for who? It's for me. It's for you. Because literally your life depends on it. Right? Your life depends on it. In him you exist. In him you do things. In him you find your identity. In him you find your core. In him you find your essence. So if you are not holding Jesus by jugular, then you are just inhaling, what's that thing? You are inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. You are not living. It's not the same thing. For in him you live, you move, and have your being. For in him you exist. For in him you do things. For in him is your very core. So take your relationship with him personally. Don't do it half-heartedly. What does this mean? Seek God through prayers. And yeah, you know, it's very easy to just say, oh, seek God through prayer. But put some order and structure to it. That's when it happens. You know, everybody can just come and say, make sure you pray every day. Pray. But if you don't put some order and structure to the to it, 24 hours will pass. Like, I did not pray yesterday. Then you wake up the next day, same thing. Then you wake up the next day. Put some order and structure to it. Okay, I want to pray for 30 minutes every day. I want to pray for 15 minutes every day. Pastor Ewande always says that you don't have to, if you say 1 hour and it's looking big in your eye, divide it. Nobody will hold you, Abby. Is it not your prayer? Is it communication is between who? You and God. Divide it. Seek God through prayer. That's where we know the purpose of our lives. That's where we download this life from. That's where we move. That's where we have our being. That's where we know our identity. Because as teenagers, a lot of us always have, you know, some bit of identity crisis. Who am I? Yeah. I know that's what leads those in the world to, I call them the alphabet guys. Do we know the alphabet guys? LGBTQIA+, yeah. Like the alphabet guys. That's what it is. When you don't know who you are. Me, child of God. What am I doing there? Nothing. But you can't know if you don't seek God through prayer. So put some order and structure to it. Search the scripture. Psalm 119, verse 105. For your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. So there's a path that's been provided, but it's through God's word you discover that path. But how will you know if you don't read? Praise God. Or some of us will read the sweet part of scripture. We'll read the promises. We'll not jump the instruction. No, don't do that this year. Yeah, that's what the word of God is supposed to do. It's for instruction. It's for doctrine. It's for correction. It's for reproof. It's for all those things. So it's all encompassing. And sometimes you read the word of God, it's be like, this word, enter me. Yes, that's what it's supposed to do. It's a double-edged sword, piercing through every bone and marrow. That's how it will give you life. But if you only read the nice parts, and you skip the instructions, then God will do his part, but where's now your own part? Praise God. God is ever faithful, like it's a constant equation, right? Constant K, that's what we call it, right? It's a constant, what did I call it now? It's a constant equation, it's a constant part of that equation, but you have to put in the work. Praise God. So searching the scripture is very important. Listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a very important part of our journey. And if you don't listen to him, most times you end up in the gutter. Praise God. Don't treat the Holy Spirit as some, I don't know, I don't even know how to put it. But treat him as your person. He's there. I mean, that's why Jesus left. Jesus cannot be inside all of us, but he said, I go so that the comforter may come. And it's not just comforting us, it's also guiding us into all truth. Praise God. So, the Holy Spirit should be a core part of your journey this year. It should be your person. And there are varying levels. It just depends on how hungry you are. There are people that is the Holy Spirit that tells them what to wear. They just open their wardrobe. Holy Spirit, what should I wear today? Some people, it's the Holy Spirit that tells them the amount of Maggi to add. I'm not joking. The question is, how hungry are you? And when you listen to him for those little things, when the big things come, it's easier because you've been listening to him for a while. Praise God. Okay, let me run. Create a spiritual environment. Create a spiritual environment. Create a spiritual atmosphere, a spiritual environment. Don't just live life generally. You know the world creates the environment, right? There's a lot of noise in the world, but learn to step away from the noise and create a spiritual environment. Surround yourself with the right kind of music. You know, music literally like pierces through your soul. So if you are listening to people like Billie Eilish, you are not doing yourself any good. Yes, because all those kind of people, Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, that's not a good diet. You are laughing because you know. It's not a good diet. You know, they'll be singing all those songs that you listen to when they break your heart. Don't do that. No. Yeah, it's okay to cry. Get up and move on. Right. But those songs, you know, they further sink you into that depression. No, you don't want to do that to yourself. Get music that will charge you up in the spirit. Yes. So create a spiritual atmosphere. Even at work. Sorry, I said at work. At school. Create a spiritual atmosphere. For some of us that are working, create a spiritual atmosphere. Put your peace. Listen to messages. There's Podbean. All our messages are there. We watch SOD, you know. Just plug in and have a spiritual atmosphere. Those things seep into your subconscious. You know how you are walking along the street and you find yourself humming a song that you don't want to sing because all the speakers in your street, they are playing it. You just like, I rebuke you. If you create a spiritual environment, that's what will happen instead. So you are replacing it. So as you are going, you find yourself humming that song in your spirit because you've heard it. It's in your soul. So when something comes and impresses you, that's what will come out. Praise God. So create a spiritual atmosphere. The Bible says walk in the spirit so you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Right? So creating that spiritual environment is very important. Be established in a local church. That's also part of, you know, holding Jesus by the jugular. Be established. What that means is don't just be going. Do something. Don't be a bench warmer. Be how they call it. Do something. Praise God. The Bible says that we should not forsake the assemblies of one another. So in school, don't think, I know God for myself, I'm this, I'm that, I don't go to fellowship. The devil is just looking at him and becoming small. Yes. So it's important. Get established in a local church. There are fellowships in secondary schools now. Yes. There are fellowships in universities. Attend. Iron sharpens iron. Do not be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. So surround yourself with good communication. Because nothing just exists. Something has to fill it. So if you are just saying, evil communication, I separate. You should replace it with something else. When he says an idle mind is devil workshop, one means there's nothing there. So you have to fill it with something. We can also say an empty mind. So don't just say, evil communication, I separate. What are you replacing it with? The devil is a psychologist. That's how it is. You just be whispering. So you have to not agree for him. Yes. He's a psychologist. It's very subtle. It's very subtle. Did he tell Eve it? He said, did God really say? You now start thinking about it. So, but if you've not surrounded yourself, you won't be able to discern on time. So it's very important. See God through prayer. Search the scripture. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Create a spiritual environment. Be established in a local church. Hold Jesus by the jugular. Praise God. Don't let go. Yeah, Theos' song. When the world is turning on its own, I won't let go. Because it's literally our anchor in this stormy world. is the only one worth, you know, holding on to. So we don't have choice, really. That's the best way to live life. Holding Jesus by the jugular. And in your personal development as well, go for the jugular. Take courses, develop skills. Don't just sit and wait for manna to fall from heaven. No. The Bible says faith without works is dead. They are acts of faith. So if you're expecting God for something big, find out from God, what am I supposed to do? You're not just sitting down, right? Praise God. Praise God. So this year, we are going for the jugular, right? In our spiritual lives, in our academics, everything that concerns us, we are not doing it anyhow. We are doing it excellently. Praise God. This is God's word to us this morning. This is God's word to us this morning. To go for the jugular. To go for the jugular.